Welcome to the webinar on how to apply for a University of California Sauder Award for Innovation in Information Technology. I'm Yvonne Tevis, Chief of Staff in Information Technology Services at the UC Office of the President, and I coordinate the program for the IT Leadership Council. This is kind of a fun year because it is the 15th anniversary of the Sauder Awards. I'll be providing an overview of the application process. But the purpose of this webinar is really for you to ask questions. So I've decided I'm not going to mute the call. I want you to be able to ask questions throughout as they occur to you, as well as at the end. But just keeping that in mind, please mute your phones if need be in order to minimize the background noise for everybody else. So, for example, we just heard some noise. So mute your phones if you hear there's noise in your office. So given that, just ask questions, sing out as we go along, and let's get started. We'll start at the beginning. What is a Sauder Award? The program is sponsored by the Information Technology Leadership Council. These are the CIOs of all UC campuses, medical centers, Agriculture and Natural Resources Division, Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, Hastings College of the Law, UCOP. The program recognizes projects, not individuals. So I always get a call from somebody who will say, yeah, I'd like to nominate Joe or Sally. But that's not how this program works. The awards are given to UC teams who've implemented a great project. The purpose of the program is to celebrate IT innovation, to honor collaboration, and we'll talk more about that in just a minute. Who is eligible? Well, the field is wide open. It's open to any team at any UC location. It's open to cross-campus teams. That's where the collaboration comes in. It's open to staff or faculty team members, any department, any unit, and there's no limit on the number of submissions that you can make. In fact, we usually get multiple submissions from locations, and that's great. On average, we get about 27 applications a year, but only from a subset of locations, meaning not every location submits at least one application each year. And so given that this is the 15th anniversary of the program, I would personally love to see at least one application from every UC location. It really is a great way to showcase your work. And the photo here, just for your information, is of a UCSF team receiving an honorable mention last year for a project called Nursing Performance Improvement Business Intelligence Solutions. What projects are eligible? Again, the field is wide open. Projects need to reflect the work of the university. So that pretty much means anything. As you can see, instruction, student service, research, healthcare, community service, business, technology. Essentially, the projects advance the mission of the university or improve business processes. What is important to note for you is that they must have been deployed and in use within the last 3 years. So you really don't want to submit some project that is still in development or about to launch, no matter how fantastic you know it's going to be. And the reason is you need to be able to measure success and demonstrate your success in your submission. I've listed here just a sampling of project titles from the last few years so you could get a sense of the range of projects that are submitted, and you'll see that it's really open for anything. There's the Academic Personnel Recruit from UCI and UC San Diego. There's an example of the cross-campus location collaboration. There's the Mobile Web Framework, Greening Our Data Center, the Cancer Genomics Hub, Building a Service-Oriented Culture. You'll see on this screenshot here on this slide that we actually post all applications, not just the winning projects, But after, you know, the whole process has ended for the year, we post all the applications. It's really a great repository of projects where you can get information about opportunities to share and to reuse solutions. So as an example, just last week, I got a call from somebody who wanted to know if a project from 2012 was available for other campuses to use. I referred him to the team members, and for me, it was just a really gratifying call because it's exactly the reason we post all the applications. Because, you know, honestly, all submissions represent really great work that could possibly be shared across the system. And the Sauder Award isn't just about winners, but it's about showcasing and sharing. So getting to the nitty-gritty, what's the selection criteria of the awards? So these are listed on the program website, but I've summarized them here. Projects that get high rankings demonstrate some of the following, so not necessarily all, but they demonstrate innovation, encourage collaboration, improve operational efficiency, increase usability or accessibility, can be shared, meaning that they can be readily adopted by another department or campus, and they leverage interoperability integration, meaning that they leverage existing infrastructure or existing services and processes. They measure success. But the main point for you is that you need to show how the project has had a positive impact on the university, whether it's streamlining a business process, supporting research, improving patient care, et cetera. So this illustration is from a UC San Diego 2012 Golden Award called Delivering an Amazing Web Experience on Every Device, Responsive Design. What makes an application stand out? All right, be succinct. Use plain English, not techno speak. Stay within the 5-page limit. And people always ask me if they can go over the 5-page limit. I hate saying no. So honestly, if there's stuff that you really, really, really want to show the selection committee, you know, you can put it in some appendices, but I think it's important for you to be aware that the 5 pages need to be able to stand on their own. Because the reality is the selection committee, they don't want to read much more than that. So the program website, and I've got the URL at the end of these slides, but the program website lists the required information for the application. So that includes the submitter's contact information, the names of the project leader and the team members. And we want all team members because we want to be able to recognize and honor all members of the team. A project description, screenshots that help illustrate what you're saying, what you've done. But I think the point that I want to impress on you the most is that you want to emphasize the solution and not the technology, which is kind of funny for a technology award. But you want to describe what technology you used. That's part of the application. But that's not the story. The story is you describing the innovative spark, why you think that this represents innovation. Highlight the partnerships between campuses, or maybe between the business partner and IT, or maybe between a couple of teams. It's the partnership that really matters. Tell the story how the project supports the UC mission. So this photo is of a UC Davis team receiving a Golden Award in 2014 for building a service-oriented culture. The selection process. So the deadline this year is May 15. You submit everything via email to me. There is a selection committee of 4 to 5 CIOs from the IT Leadership Council, and they meet, depending on how we get them scheduled, they meet in June or July. So you honestly are not going to hear back with a decision for a while after you've submitted your application. And the reason is that they need time to review all the submissions and give it a good fair read. I will let you know as soon as I receive your application, you will hear from me so you know that it didn't go to some black hole, but it'll be a little while before you get a decision. As soon as they have met and made their decision, we do very quickly turn around and get right back to you and tell you what's happened with the selection process. And at that point, then, the winning teams can make travel plans because the awards are presented each year at the annual UC Computing Services Conference, which will be held this year at UC Riverside, August 16 to 18. And I'd like to put in a plug for going to the conference. It's a great event. It's a wonderful place to meet peers from all around the system. And frankly, I worked at UC Riverside for 5 years, and it's a great campus. It's a fun place to visit. There's the Botanical Gardens there, which is world-renowned, the California Museum of Photography, and the campus is just a pretty place. So we give up to, not always all, but up to 3 golden and 2 silver awards, and then 5 honorable mentions. So there could be a total of 10 awards in a year. The winners get a plaque or certificate. So this is why you want to think of a good, short, catchy title that, if you win, will look really good on a plaque. We send out announcements about the winners. And no, unfortunately, as of this time, there is no monetary award. But what you do get, as I like to say, is honor and glory and prestige among your peers. So that's my spiel, pretty short and sweet. What questions do you have at this point? I see one question came in via chat, and it's saying, what campuses regularly submit entries year after year? You know, I can't really answer that. I would say we have about 19 locations, if you count, you know, all the campuses and separately the medical centers and A&R and LBNL, et cetera. So maybe we get, on average, 10 locations submitting each year. But it's all over the map. I can't really say which campuses exactly submit.
How many submissions do you get each year?
So each year, again, this is an average. I did go back and calculate this. So we get, over the last 5 years, we've received about 27 a year.
Hi, Yvonne. This is Stacy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Is there a difference between applying to present and applying for the solder itself?
That's actually a really good question. So it's two things. One is you apply for the solder award. Separately, and you don't have to do both. Separately, you could submit an application to be a presenter at the UC Computing Services Conference. Generally, and if you're interested in doing both, then I would honestly recommend that you go ahead and submit both. But generally what happens is the conference reserves some time for the solder award program winners to give a little brief presentation about their winning projects. But the thing is when the conference organizers have to make a decision about who's going to present, we don't yet have the information about who's going to win the solder award. So it's kind of a loosely affiliated program.
Oh, hi, Ivana. This is Kevin Young from UCSF.
Yeah, hi.
So one question I have is, what if, we're in the process of finishing up our project, right? So it may not be done till maybe not launched till May or June. So can we submit it for this year?
Well, if it hasn't been launched by May 15,
okay,
you probably should wait to submit it next year. And the reason is, really, you want to be able to have, compelling data to back up why you say it's a successful project, and it's pretty hard to do that if you haven't already launched it.
Okay.
Yeah, that is one of the criteria for the program.
What are the forms that data can take?
Oh, anything. You know, it could just simply be customer comments. If you have other ways of measuring, it's really just, it's just, you know, be creative. You find ways to support other people's view that this has been a successful project. It could be a statement of, you know, gratitude from the business partner who's now got this great solution. Any other questions? Well, you can contact me at any time if you think of questions going forward. There's my contact information right there. And I will be posting this recording and the slides on the Sauder program website, so you can go back to this if you'd like. Thank you for participating. And I personally am really looking forward to getting an application from every location this year.